You may already have noticed this, but my goal is a happy and peaceful relationship, and treats have to add to that picture, not create a problem with it. If I get a not quite right when I'm handing out treats, then like every other not quite right, I've learned to take action on that. And from my experience, this is one of the easiest areas of our relationship to get sucked back into old habits of forgetting to listen to my not quite rights. If I get a not quite right, I can back off and take me and my treat away, or I can swish my horse away from me, or a combination of both. And then I can figure out what that not quite right was really about without making any assumptions about what the answer is going to be. And I don't want to make assumptions because so often the answers are not what I expect them to be. Well, it stands to reason. If the answer was there in my conscious mind already, that is, if I already knew the answer from thinking, then I wouldn't have it not quite right in the first place. Does that make sense? That's why the inner awareness that I keep talking about, or a quiet mind if I need to go there instead, is so valuable in allowing the subconscious to float up the right answer that will make the not quite right go away. As far as dealing with treats is concerned, I like Karen Resnick's way of motivating horses with treats that are located in a bucket outside of where you're working, instead of having the treat in your pocket. I still have the occasional treat in my pocket, but I experimented with Carolyn's bucket outside the working area and I liked it. In another use of treats, Carolyn says about the balance of yin and yang. If she has to be really firm about something that's important to her, then she'll go over to her treat bucket afterwards and balance that insistence out with a treat. In some of the upcoming lessons, you'll see a way of using treats to get a horse comfortable with higher energy at liberty that's a useful way of using treats. But here's the downside of treats. What's not so useful about treats is if we use them to cover up other problems. Oh dear. One day I recognized that Bobby was the only one of my horses allowed to come in repeatedly and ask for a treat. Well, you know, he's so special and precious that there aren't any rules that apply to him. With everyone else, I would give them a treat, and once they had it, that was it. There was no point in them hanging around for another one. Well, I had a bit of an insight this day. Yep, that's one of those gentle Aussie understatements again. It was one of those huge eye-openers. I had a bit of an insight when I noticed that I was reluctant to send Bobby away in case that made him not want to be with me anymore. Oh dear. And then another flash came to me about how that reluctance might just be covering up some other problem, and about how, because he still wants to be with me for the treat, that might be enabling me to get away with not attending to that other problem. Ooh, that was a big insight. So I made a commitment to notice what I might be covering up with a treat. And of course, the biggest incentive of all for a horse to want to do something for us is for us to be working in their comfort zone as much as possible, and for us to be in that place of peace or happiness or excitement or some other emotion positive to them in that moment. And we'll talk about those things many more times, no doubt, throughout this course. Enjoy figuring out how you'd like to use treats with your horse.